Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to day 47 of the Letters of John. Today's title is The Seriousness of Sin. Jonathan Edwards said, "A man that knows that he lives in sin against God will not be inclined to come daily into the presence of God." Our text today is 1 John 5:16 through 19. "If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin. But there is a sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the world lies in the power of the evil one." This is one of the most difficult passages in the Bible to explain. Even Greek scholar Kenneth West confessed his utter inability to understand the sin that leads to death. In a commentary in the Wesleyan tradition, Rick Williamson explains this difficult passage as follows. "The sin that leads to death for John referred to sins that were incompatible with being children of God. These sins would include denying that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, refusing to obey God's commandments, loving the world, and hating fellow believers. While some of today's scripture is perplexing, one thing is profoundly clear. Sin is serious. John divides the sins that a Christian commits into two categories. There are sins that lead to death and sins that do not lead to death. This does not mean that some sins are serious and some are not. John quickly adds the words, all wrongdoing is sin. After dealing with this short discussion on sin, John shifts his emphasis towards the victory every believer has over sin. Our new life in Christ does not lead to a pattern or lifestyle of sin. This is the same point John made back in chapter 3 of 1 John. 1 John 3:9 reads, "Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning, because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning, because they are children of God. God protects his children and will not allow the devil to touch his own. Sin and its consequences are to be taken seriously. But in Christ, each child of God is given supernatural power to overcome sin and to obey the will of God." In 1 John 5:19, John gives another statement that begins with, "We know." Daniel Aiken, in the New American Commentary, explains this verse as follows. "What was expressed in verse 18 is now enunciated in the terms of general principle in verse 19. We know that we are the children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one." This is the second "we know" of verses 18 through 20. God's people are comforted with the certainty that God is their Father and that he will protect them. The second half of the assertion is that the whole world is under control of the evil one. The evil one does not touch the Christian, but the world is helplessly in its grasp. The world is helplessly in his grasp. There are only two possible positions. Everyone is either of God or under the control of the evil one. Neutrality is not possible. Here's some questions for today. How do you feel about the fact that there is a sin that leads to death? Are you prone to rationalize, justify, and make excuses for the sin in your life? In what ways can today's scripture give you a more serious approach to dealing with sin in your life? When you are tempted to sin, why is it important for you to know that God protects His children? In what ways are you living under His protection? How does 1 John 3:4 relate to today's scripture? It reads, "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness." Thanks again for joining us. Have a blessed day.